Welcome to Rebrand Your Life, a podcast and community tailored for high achievers, professionals, and creatives. If you're overwhelmed, living on autopilot, paralyzed by the fear of where to go next, or desperately need a life overhaul, you are in the right place. Hi, I'm your host, Amber Plant. I'm a former corporate marketer turned intuitive business owner, trauma survivor, and your manifestation cheerleader. My purpose is to help you replace self-sabotage with self-compassion, encourage you to heal from the inside out, and supply you with the intuitive tools to create a life and career on your terms. Let's rebrand your life together. I am so happy you're here. Okay, welcome to the Rebrand Your Life podcast. I'm so happy to have Sydney here today. Welcome to the podcast, Sydney. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, of course. Okay, so I just want to run through a few things before we get started, just to kind of set the tone. There's some truths that I need you to know before we begin. So the first being, you are infinitely loved by God and your spirit. And once you start seeing yourself through their eyes, you'll be able to start living for you and no one else. And then during our time together, do your best to leave behind expectations of family, friends, your employer, culture, society, past conditioning, and traumas. I know it's really hard to just have those weigh so heavy on your mind and what they expect of you and how they want you to live, how they want you to be. But I just want you to be your authentic self, fully present with me, and just don't hold back. And then my whole goal in meeting with you today is guiding you back to your connection with your soul. So that connection is your intuition to help you understand your role here. I used to think that our role here was predestined, but we get to choose. So that's why I'm here and that's why I coach, because I lived an entire lifetime living for other people. And so I want you to live for yourself. So those of you who are listening to the podcast, I had a conversation with Sydney a few weeks back, so I know a lot more about her story, but I was able to hear your story, but maybe share a little bit about yourself just to give people context. And then from there, just let me know how you feel I can help you today. And then I also have some follow-up questions as well after reading your form that you sent me. So okay. Let's start there.
Great. Well, thank you. Okay, a little bit about me. I was born in Utah, grew up all over the West. We moved to Arizona and California, and I moved a lot. And from a very young age, I became a social butterfly. Part of what added to that was that my parents were divorced when I was really young. And so I started flying on airplanes back and forth by myself at age 7. So you can imagine the 7-year-old Sydney chatting it up with everyone on the airplane.
Yeah.
And every time I'd go to my dad's, my dad would ask me, coming off the plane, he still does this today, who's your new friend today? What did you learn today? Or, you know, what connections did you make? And that's true of me today as well. I am a connector. I love making new friends. I'm a networker by trade in my business and in the company that I work for. And so it kind of works out because it's aligned to my unique gift of relating with people, building connections, and just loving people. So that's a little bit about one aspect of my life. I work in marketing and charcuterie, and I'm ever looking to improve myself. I'm very big on self-improvement. I've gone to lots of therapy. I have been feeling lately this reconnect with my intuition, and I am a very faith-oriented person. I'm very active in my faith. And so that's something that's always been a core central driver for me. But there have been times in my life when I feel less connected or, especially in the last several years, as I've discovered some anxiety and some depression, mostly anxiety and things that come with that and the ways that that manifests. And as a result, I've just noticed when I'm feeling really anxious, it's pretty hard to feel connected to my intuition and feel grounded and feel connected with God and with the Spirit. And so it's actually been pretty amazing timing the last couple months that I've been reconnecting in a way that I'm just really intentionally trying to connect with my Spirit and the Spirit of the Lord and just lean into that again. And I've been seeing miracles and just really cool experiences because of it. It's like every day I'm going about my day, I look for opportunities to just be led one way or another. But to your point, it's not all about being pawns or puppets in this big scheme. Like, we have agency, we have the ability to choose, we have brilliance that we can use to not only make our lives amazing, but bless the lives of others. And it's so much more powerful, in my opinion, and in my experience, when we're living a fulfilling life and connecting with others along the way. So can't do it alone.
Yeah.
That's been a little bit of my foundation. Then meeting you and hearing about your work with intuition, it's been great timing. And it's something that I'm at the surface level and experiencing once again and feeling really excited and tuned into myself. Because this was a very active part of my life until maybe a few years ago when I just felt like something happened and I kind of disconnected, maybe disassociated a little bit too.
Yeah.
And so I'm in this maybe rebuild phase or build something new phase. And either way, I'm just trying to really connect and live the life that I want to live and figure out what it is that I actually want to do. And like what you said at the beginning, not living for other people's expectations, I was told in college I should do or have to do to be worthy, or what, you know, my family wants me to do. They have great desires for me, and they're actually also very supportive and loving and respect my desires too. But there's always that feeling of, am I living up to everyone's expectations, right? When really it's my expectations that I'm projecting on everyone. I think a lot of the time. So anything else?
Well, that's a great place to start. So I want to talk with you a little bit about, I know you said you have anxiety and depression. So has that, you said it's been going on several years and you've been going to therapy and getting support that way for it.
I first realized that I was experiencing, especially some seasonal affect disorder, in 2020, like January of 2020. So therefore I have some depressive states, but then for the most part, it's really just generalized anxiety things that pop up. And every once in a while I get depressive. It's less depression, more anxiety.
What do you feel like triggers your anxiety the most?
It's a great question. Part of me wonders if it's just my hormones. It's not. So it's all the time. You know, I think about that. That's a great question, because I experience perfectionism, but I believe that that's a manifestation of anxiety. I experience some OCD. And all of these in my mind, and even just in some studies I've done, it just seems like they're all connected to anxiety. And so I would say life stressors and I'm really ambitious, but sometimes once I get going toward a goal or a dream, I get stressed and I get anxious because of sometimes external expectations sneaking in, like me thinking, oh, am I going to be enough? Or, oh, is so-and-so or this organization or whoever going to think that this is enough? And therefore, should I even go after it? Or do I self-sabotage a bit? I don't know all the answers on that so far, but I do know I do it. Be like, on my way. And then, nope, not going to do it. Crash and burn. Talk myself down. So I would just say life. I mean, life triggers my anxiety. It can be any variety.
Do you feel like is it mostly like career related? Or do you feel like it's more relationship related? Or is it just like maybe like your day-to-day responsibilities that trigger it as well? Or is it kind of a combination of everything?
I'd say it's a combination. See it everywhere. Because I have this strong desire to be enough in every aspect of my life. So, it just comes
the
out.
Perfectionism. So I can relate to you in so many ways. And something something I'm thinking of specifically is, well, I just believe that every piece of our lives are so interconnected. For example, I was editing a podcast today of a woman that she is trying to find a new job. And when we got to the root of it, she talked a lot about how, you know, she's kind of going through this transition of faith. She used to be really religious and she's moving more into spirituality. And the root of that was just her never actually allowing herself to trust her intuition, right? And I feel like as women, especially, and growing up in a very conservative religious environment, I never truly gave myself permission to follow my intuition because it wasn't really allowed. And, you know, I was so grateful for that structure growing up. And then once I got older, there were just certain things and certain, like, it almost felt like just habits that I had that just were very harmful to me. Like, I even remember after I went through trauma and I had my son, I was having a conversation with my therapist and I was like feeling guilty for doing a girls' night. He's like, you have to go to a girls' night. He's like, I know you feel like you have to be at home with your son and that he needs to be taken care of, but I'm sorry, you need to take a girls' night. I just want you to know that, like, you're not alone in that way because, like, I felt the same way, especially in the beginning of my career, to, like, prove myself. So, like, I'm just going to work really hard and then, like, force everybody to respect me and to, you know, make sure, just kind of like the people-pleasing ways of, you know, just making sure that everybody likes me and making sure I'm getting the job done right. And I was thinking about this, and I actually sent this in your email, that, you know, there's, and then even in a corporate setting, like, everything just feels like there's just this, like, culture of corporate, right? It's like everybody wants more money. Everybody wants, you know, equal amount of work, equal amount of, like, recognition and all the things. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, does that matter to you? Like, does that fill your cup? Does that feel like that's important? It's like, we don't all have to, like, jump in on this, like, groupthink of, like, we all have to be in constant competition, right? And I think that's a huge part of what trauma, like, going through trauma taught me, is that I just kept pushing. It was the same thing with me. And I don't know when you get your anxiety, but I was getting anxiety at night. And so every single night I would I would kind of keep it together during the workday, and then I would come home and just be anxious about the next day, right? And right. It's just like I ignored that for so long until I just had to be forced to get out. Paying real attention to, like, when are you getting anxiety? Like, when are you getting really emotional about things? Because that's going to give you a cue of, like, okay, like, this is not in alignment with who I'm supposed to be. Like, even though in corporate this is just normal, or even though in my family structure or in my religion this is normal, like, this doesn't align with me. And so I need to figure out, like, what is going to support me and what I care about and what I'm passionate about. And I'm so happy that you shared with me about your, you know, being a connector of people. Well, yeah, like, that's one of your superpowers, right? And it makes you happy. And I'm the same way. It's like, I love, you know, connecting people, supporting people. And, you know, I was in a role, a corporate role, that didn't support that. You know, I was stuck at my desk and just did the same work over and over again. And, you know, we just have to pay attention to, like, when we're feeling, like, so resistant to our life and the things that we're going through, right?
Great. Thank you for sharing. Some things that came to my mind were when you gave the example of when you feel those spikes. Or just feeling triggered. I think something that happens pretty consistently for me of when I feel a spike of anxiety is that I'm either being challenged, as in maybe I'm in a corporate meeting and something that I say either doesn't land well or someone disagrees or what have you, and it's immediately shut down. When the same, you know, behaviors are not, it's not consistent across who's speaking in the room. And so that can be really challenging. Or when, honestly, a lot of the time it's when I feel that I'm being, what's the word, called out or criticized, because I'm a huge self-critic. I'm my biggest critic. I think most of us are.
Yeah.
But when I feel that someone is saying something that's criticizing the way I said or did something, like today, even I was leaving my house and someone commented on the way I had done something. And even though what they said was true and I aligned with their feelings on it, it was an accident. I got defensive and I got prideful and I was like, well, you know, I was just trying to, like, I didn't to them actually flip it on them, but I was thinking, like, well, what about this and this and this? And I was like, what? I was afterward, I was thinking, why is this my reaction when someone highlights something that I didn't do perfectly?
Yeah.
And part of me wonders if that perfectionism comes in because of my need to feel accepted and like I'm enough in the eyes of others. And so it's like, if something is commented on, especially like if this happens in my family too, where someone will just ask something and sometimes I just take it personally, like they assume I'm not going to do something the right way, or that I just, that whatever I'm doing is not enough. And so that constant need for external acceptance and validation is exhausting.
Yes.
And I think ultimately that is what drives my anxiety across the board, because it's, I have a charcuterie business. Yesterday I did a breakfast event for an organization, and it's an organization of my friends. It's a networking group that I'm part of, and they wanted a bagel board for breakfast. And I hadn't done a bagel board before. I've planned one before and then plans changed. I didn't end up doing it. But I've never laid it out. And so my normal systems that are in place didn't work because I was starting from scratch. And for whatever reason, I stressed about it the night before. I stressed about it the morning before. Not as intensely as I've experienced it in other situations, but I think there's this internal, like, it has to be perfect. It has to be good enough. It has to feel great. And what I kept reminding myself was that it will be enough no matter how it turns out. And we ran into some hiccups and the scheduling got off a little bit. And so we ended up kind of changing the plan for the day and everyone ate at the end instead of in the beginning. And I just had to tell myself over and over, and this, I was proud of myself for this. No matter what happens, it's going to be great. People will love it, whether they like, no matter when they eat, and they will admire the board. I'll probably get some business out of this, which is why I did the event.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I felt like I was in a good place because I kept telling myself, nope, this is, it is what it is. We're just going to do our best and that will be enough. And that was great. But I'm sure there was some part of me deep down that still wondered or still criticized and thought, no, it's not.
Yeah.
So that's an internal battle that I face all the time, and it's challenging and it hurts. Yeah.
I'm getting super emotional. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you.
I just see myself in you so much. It is so, so, so exhausting to carry the emotions of other people. And, yeah. And I know you already know this. You probably know this from therapy, but you know, you being the recipient of a divorced family growing up, I just see so much of that in you feeling like, am I enough? Right? I want to kind of illustrate this for you because I just did not understand this at all. And I'm going to try and explain it the best way I can. Think of yourself as like you're here on Earth, right? I guess I should preface that I'm speaking from a spiritual perspective. So you're here on Earth, your body and your mind, the only thing it has to go off of is your life and your experience, right? When you're in these moments of, you know, feeling less than or feeling like you need to be a certain way to please somebody else or feeling like you kind of need to absorb and pander to other people's emotions and their experience. And that is 100% coming from your life experience and what you have been through. And I love the context you gave in the beginning talking about intuition and that you're starting to kind of lean more into your spiritual self and your intuition because, you know, every single morning, if you can, in whatever way that you feel works for you, so prayer, meditation, time in nature, yoga, I mean, there's millions of ways for you to connect spiritually. Set your emotions and your feelings off in a good place and starting your day to say, okay, no matter what happens today, I am loved. I am enough. God loves me. Jesus Christ loves me. My soul wants me to find purpose and happiness here. If you can start from that energy, then you can move throughout your day and know none of this matters, right? Because when you're in your intuition, when you know these things, when you felt them, it's like you want more of it. You want more of it. You want more of it. But life, there's just so many distractions, so many people, so many things. But what I need you to know is that there are only two things that you can control in this lifetime, and it is yourself and your emotions and your environment, right? To an extent, right? And everything outside of yourself. Think of yourself, you know, every morning you start out reconnecting with yourself and your intuition, and you just have this like conduit straight up to your, I don't know where our spirits are, wherever they are. But you have this like this conduit that goes straight to your soul, and you have that connection, right? Where you're getting guidance and answers and support and compassion and love, and it's just constantly being fed to you. And realizing that we cannot change other people and their experience and their emotion and what they're feeling. And you have to relieve yourself the responsibility of what other people are thinking, their emotions. Because I also did this my whole life. You know, I did have people close to me in my life that were very emotionally unintelligent. And so the way that they reacted to life and the way that they moved throughout life was really hard to navigate, because it was like I always felt responsible for their bad mood or their anger or their frustration or whatever. But at the end of the day, like, it is not our responsibility, right? With your run-in this morning with whoever it was, do I want to die on this hill? Like, do I want to let this emotion ruin the rest of my day? And the answer is no. Like, I do this all the time with my husband. Like, he gets upset at my toddler and I'm just like, not today. Like, we're not letting this ruin our day. The best thing that I can share with you is that, and this is what I've learned about intuition, is that the way that your intuition communicates is through emotions. So if you are feeling angry, frustrated, anxious, upset, yada, 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 that is your signal to come inward. And I know this is so hard sometimes. Like, this even happened to me last night. I had a really long day and I needed to cry just for a little bit about something. And I had to be a mom. Like, I had to make dinner. We had to do bedtime. There was no just like, there are times where we can't just like go and do yoga or meditate. Right? It's like we can, but we can, if we need to, step away and do our best to recenter, right? And bringing our emotions back to a good place. And so intuition is a great way to do that, right? And I found that setting myself up and setting yourself up early in the morning, like prioritizing it and saying, like, no matter what happens today, like, none of this, like, and it's just like this corporate bubble, like, it doesn't matter, you know? What matters is that I am moving my life in a direction that feels good, that makes me feel joy and happiness and leverages my gifts and talents. And if your life isn't offering those things and you just continually have anxiety and frustration and it's just like, okay, like, what is all this for? You know, is it worth my intuition saying every hour, every 3 hours of the day, like, anxious, 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 right? And I think this is what trauma taught me, is that, you know, I worked so hard for 3 years. People pleased till the cows came home and just ignored every sign. I mean, I ended up in the ER. Like, I was ignoring every freaking warning sign. And my health, just everything started to fall apart. Like, and all of these were warning signs. Like, mental health was in the garbage. I went to the ER. I was having acid reflux and stomach problems. And it's just like how long can we push and push and push and push before we're going to break, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, just let me know your thoughts on that. And if that resonates with you, because I just feel like reconnecting with myself in the way that feels good to me every single day has helped me to really understand, like, what all this is for, you know? Because when we go to a corporate job or we hang out with our family, like, everybody has this agenda, like, of what they think is important and what they want us to be or what they want us to do. But we have to come back to ourselves and our intuition and say, does this sit well with me? Does this anxiety this person is giving me, like, does this feel good? No, it doesn't. And so I think we just become numb, right, to just ignoring all of these warning signs when really we just, it's our intuition just guiding us back to ourselves, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that, Amber. And
yes. Sorry, yeah,
you can always let it pour with me. I'm a very emotional person too. I'm surprised I didn't start crying because usually I cry when others cry too. So yeah. No shame. I love, honestly, it's great. I love being able to emote. But some of the things that came to my mind while you were speaking and sharing that, thank you again, were, I love the invitation to start my day that way. Something that's been interesting lately is, if I get up with the intention to read, write, meditate, whatever, my thoughts go immediately to thoughts of anger. Not immediately, but they build to that. And the things that I've been maybe shoving down start to come out. I was telling just someone special to me about this recently, and they were like, why do you think that is? And I just thought, I don't know, but morning time is not my time for quiet time because my thoughts just go to a bad place. But then I was thinking, and even as I'm saying this, maybe to your point, those things are coming up because they need to be addressed. And if I address them, then they would stop coming up.
Yeah.
Stop feeling angry in the morning if I took care of the things that I'm angry about. But yeah. Also to your point, that intention of saying, okay, I'm going to start my day knowing that, like, what's actually important and what doesn't matter and what does matter and the truths that I know about myself, rather right. than just sitting down with a journal open and starting to think, it's so easy for negative thoughts to come if I do that. But being precise with exactly what my purpose is and being there at that time doesn't mean negative thoughts coming up can be bad. Today, I actually, over lunchtime, was able to study some scriptures and write in my journal. And then I had some feelings come up about something and thought, oh, I don't really have time to write about this right now. But then I just took a few minutes and wrote about it because I trusted that by the end, I would feel better. Usually getting those feelings out yeah. is better. So I loved what you said about the intuition communicating through emotions. One thing I've had on my mind this week, too, is that pain can be a gift for us because it could be something that just signals, hey, there's something wrong. So we need to address that. Mm-hmm. And if we ignore pain, or we just, like, you know, take, I'm not saying medication is bad, but if we just try to take something to numb it or to put away the pain, but don't actually address the root cause, then, you know, it can turn into something chronic and it can be bad. But to your yeah. point earlier, it's always there signaling to us if we'll listen to our bodies. Yeah. So, yeah, I've just been thinking about, is it worth feeling anxious all day? Is it worth being in that state? I think I've had this experience a couple of times this year when I just go to a gathering or go to something and just think, I'm going and this is how I'm showing up. I don't have to be what anyone else wants me to be. Yeah. And there's always a lot more peace when I have that intention in my yeah. mind. So I'm thinking through a lot of things. And there was one more thought. It slipped away, but I just love that you shared that. And I think there's a lot to this. And so going back to intuition, ultimately, yeah, is it worth having a job or a relationship or what have you that every day is going to make you anxious and upset? Probably not.
Yeah.
And then I was just thinking.
Hi, my beautiful friends. After connecting, hearing your stories, and listening to your challenges, I've come to realize that we all share the same experience. We're stuck in the same cycle, operating on autopilot, stressed and burnt out, yet long for an aligned, fulfilling life. We want an escape plan from all these draining roles and businesses so we can take a break to redefine our unique version of success and well-being. What if you gave yourself permission to shut out the noise and focus on where your inner voice is calling you? I am so excited to introduce what I've been quietly creating for you. Welcome to Rebrand Your Life and Career. Join our six-week virtual group coaching program and community designed to help you pivot your career guided by your intuition. This is a sacred space for you to take a break from your obligations, to understand what you want and how your intuition is going to get you there. Over the 6 weeks, you will rebrand your life and career on your terms by intuitively defining your purpose, vision, values, and a manifestation board to serve as your compass for life and career moving forward. Create your career pivot plan so you can change roles, switch industries, start or expand your business, get more education or training, or build something completely new. Find comfort in community by leaning on others who deeply relate to you, can cheer you on, and develop beautiful, lasting friendships. You can wait for certainty or you can create it. This isn't about reinventing your identity. It's about coming home to it. Click the link in the show notes or visit amberplant.com to enroll. I can't wait to experience this journey with you.
Wouldn't it be beautiful to give myself permission to do what feels good a lot of the time? A conversation I had this week with a group of friends in a networking group was about the chaos that I create in my life. And I have chaos in every area of my life right now. And I think part of that is growing up in trauma or experiencing trauma in different situations growing up. My brain does not know how to function and be peaceful and just happy in non-chaos for very long.
Yeah.
Just starts to wonder, like, when's the other shoe going to drop? Or I start to get antsy. When I go on vacation, for example, it's usually not till the second or third day that I actually am on vacation, because the first day or two, I'm usually still feeling the angst about getting on the trip or leaving behind whatever work I had or whatever, you know, whatever I had beforehand. It takes a couple of days to ease out of that. And that's telling in itself, the level of buzz and stress that I may be feeling leading up to things, if it takes days to feel at ease.
Right.
After yeah. I give my body permission to just calm down. And so, you know, that is educational for me. But just thinking about this chaos, someone asked, well, what if you cleared the chaos in the important areas of your life, and then in the other areas you like sought it intentionally but in ways that make sense? Like in my work, it's good to have a challenge, right? Whereas yeah. maybe in my relationship with my significant other, I don't necessarily need to be creating chaos, because that doesn't help anyone. And so you know, like yeah. What if we contain it to areas that are okay? I'm going to yeah. do an experiment. We'll see how it goes. But it just goes yeah. back to what you're saying about kind of choosing whether or not it's worth it to have in every area of my life. And if not, how can I let it go and create space yeah. for peace? So I'm taking it all in. I appreciate all of your thoughts.
Yes, of course. So if you think about yourself and your connection to your soul, and what you want here, you're managing your emotions, you are connecting with your intuition and allowing others to connect with their intuition and relieving that, just like getting rid of that stress and that anxiety to just like manage everybody else and what they're doing and what their thoughts are. It honestly would open up your life in ways that, for me, it just opened up all of that chatter that you're talking about, just everything that's swirling in your mind all the time. Like once I got rid of like other people's expectations, like I said, like friends, family, culture, society, yada, 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 like all of those things. Once I was able to just get rid of that chatter altogether, it's like, wow, like my brain is empty. and there's actually space for me to focus on what I want and align myself with where I'm going and what I want and where I actually want to go. I also want you to get curious as well about, you were talking about how you kind of have like frustration and anger in the morning, like when you're like trying to reconnect. I just assumed, and this is how I was with career, but it kind of bled into the rest of my life. I just thought that all adults suffered and that we just all had to work in sucky jobs and that was just adulthood. And like, I just had all this like really toxic conditioning that held me back for so long. But whenever you feel angry about something, that is an emotion, right? If you feel angry about reading scriptures and writing in your journal, don't do it, right? Because that's your intuition being like, okay, like maybe we should go on a walk outside instead in nature. Or maybe we should, like anything else, but forcing yourself to do what you don't want to do, right? And I know it's really hard in a corporate setting. And there are ways to set boundaries with coworkers and management and stuff like that. Like, obviously, that can always be like teased out. But as far as like your personal life and spending your free time, like, you should never force yourself to do things you don't want to do. There are so many things that I don't participate in anymore. And one of the things that I saw in your form is that you spend a lot of time on your phone. So I do not participate. I mean, other than for my business, like I have taken my social apps off my phone. So, and I only have my passwords on my desktop because that is one of the ways. That is like one, I just feel like social media and especially short form is your number one intuition killer. I struggled so long with social media. When I say your intuition is connected to your emotions, like your intuition is like in some box, like on some shelf somewhere, because you're just scrolling and your emotional state, like you can't gauge like how you're going to react to the next video or not, or what trauma it's going to trigger, or like, it's like you scroll and you just have no idea like what you're going to see. And then another thing too is like the news. Another contentious thing is politics. Like, there are so many things that I just like, we cannot carry on the world. Like, we cannot. When you get online, it's like everybody has an agenda for you, right?
So true.
Even when you are with family, they have, you know, their agendas and what they deem as important. And what I finally learned is that we have choice, right? Either like walk away or mentally check out or change the conversation, right? And focus on supporting and loving one another, right? And I know that's not everybody's agenda. I mean, bringing it back to what I was talking about before with you forcing yourself to do something and it making you angry. Like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to force yourself to be angry.
Yeah. We're already going to get enough of that from other people.
Yes. And I'll tell you kind of what I do to reconnect with my intuition. So, and I think maybe I told you this, I can't remember. But every morning I go to this nature park and I can do like one lap around the nature park in like 20 minutes. And that is my time to reconnect with my intuition, reconnect with God. And instead of like asking God and being like, where should I go next? I tell him and my intuition what I want for my life. And I ask them for support on how I can get there. Because before, my whole life, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, where am I going? What am I doing? But we have choice, right? That's why I'm so big into manifestation now, because, you know, we can manifest the life that we want. you know, when we tell the universe, when we tell God, when we tell our intuition, then all the forces can help and support us in that direction instead of just feeling like we're stuck or we're lost or we're frustrated, right? In the morning, when I worked in my corporate job, another way I reconnected with my intuition was I just turned on like some really calming music on my drive to my corporate job, and I reconnected that way because it, at the time, it just wasn't realistic for me to go out on a walk. But with you, it's like, you know, maybe some days you do scriptures and journaling, maybe sometimes you go outside, maybe, you know, it just, whatever feels good to you that day, like never feel like you need to force yourself to do anything.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
The permission to not.
Yes.
I'm not very good at forcing myself to do things. So that's also a pressure point. So it's where I start to force myself and then I rebel. And then we have this whole dance where I go back and forth and it's just stressful. Why?
Well, yeah, just get curious about those feelings and those emotions that you have. And same with the anxiety. You know, it's not normal to have anxiety every day in your day-to-day life, right?
Yes.
I wanted to mention a couple things too that you brought up in your form. So I love that you said, because this is what we just talked about, you said connecting with your intuition and loving yourself enough to take care of yourself fully. I'm curious what your thoughts are when you say, I want to take care of myself fully.
Sure. I do a lot to take care of myself. I go to the gym. I try to meal prep and eat good foods. I count my macros. I do a lot of health stuff right now. And I also eat a lot of sugar and sabotage a lot of the good that I do. And I also stay up too late. And sometimes that's because I've been on my phone. Sometimes I'm just avoiding going to bed. I've always liked to just, well, it's not that I like it, but I don't want to end my day because I want to do more.
Yeah.
And I think that is a response to not taking care of myself enough. And so then I turn to like somewhat destructive ways of rebelling against my systems of going to sleep. And so I was thinking about it yesterday. I realized I have lived, and this was a realization that came while I went on a walk last night. Go figure. I realized that I have lived in a state of sleep deprivation since high school.
Oh my gosh.
And part of it is because I was really sleep deprived yesterday because I had stayed up late and gotten up early for that event. And then the day before that, I was up late, like the night before the day of. Anyway, I just had multiple days of not getting enough sleep. And when it gets really bad like that, it's like, okay, this is not going to work. And, you know, I get a little bit better, but it affects, then it has a trickle effect. You know, it goes to other days of my life. Like last night, I did force myself to go on a walk and it was really nice. And I didn't listen to music. I didn't listen to a podcast. I just thought, and then I picked up a friend eventually and we walked for a while. And then I finished the walk alone and it was just great. And I just realized that it's hard to get going sometimes. There's also that balance between not forcing myself to do something I don't want to do and still holding space for doing things that are good for me that I'm feeling lethargic about that I don't want to do but will be good.
Yeah.
So that's a whole thing in itself that I, you know, I think that's where the intuition comes in, right? I know which ones they are. I just have to stay a little closer to that. Or it's like, hey, I make myself go on the walk because I think it'll make me feel good. And 3 blocks in, I'm still hating it. And I turn around and I go home and that's probably okay. You know?
Yeah.
So we kind of covered the health side of things. I think fully just means sometimes I get a little obsessive about everything I could be doing to take care of myself. And it actually turns into a really long list and it's overwhelming.
Yeah,
I could do endless lists of self-care and there would still be more things I could do, right? There's so many options out there. But being connected to my intuition, to know what I need and trust that and listen to it and pause and do it when I need to. And also not use that as a mechanism to procrastinate, because there's a flip side, right? Where there's something hard that I need to get done, be it for my job or for a whatever. And it's like, no, I need some me time, or I need this or that. And so there's also a balance. There's balance in all things, right? Or I like harmony better than balance, but there's harmony, right? We can do that. But just being in tune enough to not feel that I'm just acting out of exhaustion or avoiding the good things because I'm procrastinating and turning them into a chore when they're really something that's actually great for me and makes me feel better every time.
I honestly think that less is more. But yeah, I think your intuition, every time you're feeling frustrated or tired, right? Like any emotion that you're feeling, anger, frustration, just all of these emotions that you would feel, take a moment and say, intuition, what do I need to do? Right? It's like, what am I supposed to do right now? And I can't even tell you how many times my intuition has been like, stop working, take a full hour break, get off your phone, go to bed. But I've gotten so much better at just following through. Anytime you get any type of intuitive ping that feels like a sign, just follow it and see what happens. I totally understand cooking and planning meals and, you know, working out and like having a routine. Like, I just feel like that is so necessary for me in my life to just kind of have that structure. But it's like, can we scale it back a little bit and have it be less restrictive, right? We cook dinner like 5 days a week. And by Wednesday, like, I'm done cooking. And so we just always go out and get dinner, right? Just realizing like you are in control, right?
Yeah.
Like you are in control of your life and your schedule and the things that you do. And if you feel like you're constantly like being an emotional whiplash to keep up with the schedule, to keep up with, you know, all the things, just take that as a sign like, oh, like maybe I should adjust this a little bit.
Right.
And just make it a little bit more, a little bit easier on myself. I also understand why you want more time at night, and it's because you're at a corporate job all day, right? And so you just want to soak in every second that you have that you're not working. So I totally get that. And that's why, you know, doing your best to focus on the things at night that light you up and make you happy, right? And so like if you have a creative project that you want to work on, or your charcuterie business, right? Or, you know, I have this stupid addiction to reality TV, and so that brings me a lot of joy. It doesn't really matter what you're doing. You just need to make sure that it's making you happy, right? But yeah, lack of sleep. I feel like such a asshole, a like just unproductive, like whenever I don't have enough sleep, like I just cannot even function. And so I totally get that too. It's like when you go day after day after day without sleep, it's just like, okay, like we've got to pull this together. We got to catch up on sleep. Right?
We can't live this way.
Yes, we can't be living this way.
No.
I totally get it. There's so many balls to juggle, right? There's career, there's family, there's personal life, there's all these things. Just like going through all of those and assessing them, right? Is this necessary? I don't want to go, or I don't want to do this. It's like, okay, don't go, right? But yeah, that's just really what came up for me, because I I don't know. I just feel like I forced myself to do so many things I hated for most of my life. And when I was like, oh, like adults, I think intentionally make themselves miserable by not planning fun things, by not having a schedule, by not, all these things. And
Right.
so just getting curious with yourself, like, why am I feeling this way toward this commitment or this person or, this work responsibility, and just really figuring out, like, asking your intuition, like, please guide me and help me to figure out, how to make this better and how to make this more enjoyable. That is, I mean, the best advice I could give you is just to trust your intuition in life and career, period. Right?
Yes. I'm going to do it more
Yes.
and practice.
Yes.
I'm going to keep
Do it
practicing.
more. I'll let you go, but there's one thing I wanted to say. I have an intuition guide that it's like 15 pages long. Just every time you feel like you're disconnected from your intuition, you can just read that over again and just be like, oh yeah, like this is how I do it. So I will send that to you. And
Thank you so
then,
much.
yes, of course. And then there was one other thing I wanted to bring up. I know we're out of time. You mentioned your relationship with work, which we somewhat talked about, but your ability to take chances and advance in your career. Just really quickly, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, because I know you have your charcuterie business, and then, obviously you work in a very corporate environment. I also feel like you're able to exercise and use your gifts well, because you are able to connect people and support people. So I'd love to hear a little bit about that.
I think so. It comes down to I love to connect and I enjoy that aspect of what I do. And charcuterie has just been fun. It's been creative. It's been something that's helped me bring in some extra income sometimes. And it's also given me the ability to put on the entrepreneur hat and see what that's like. And I've learned a lot of really great lessons that I had assumptions before, and now they're learned lessons. But I think the biggest challenge that I have is that I feel I can be doing more in my career, and I haven't figured out what it is or what it or how to get there. And maybe I don't need that yet, right? Just like you said, having that prayer of, hey, this is what I want, help me to get there. Because when I've done that in my life, it's exactly as you say. People just show up like clockwork, opportunities, doors open. But I think what's been challenging is not, sometimes I think I don't have the ability to do like the next level of work in my career and just level up. And then other times I question if I even want to and if I'm in the right type of work. And then finally, I just, so part of it's not knowing which direction I want to go. And now that I'm getting a little more into my intuition again, and I'll take your advice from today, maybe I can get some direction, but I'm really just struggling to figure out the next step. And if it is within the corporate world and not in the startup world, it's like, okay, if I am going to level up, can I actually let myself, can I give myself permission to do that without sabotaging it? Because I'm afraid of failure. I'm so afraid of failure. Again, because I want to be enough and I don't want people to see my weaknesses. And so it's just this heartbreaking being stuck and feeling like I can't advance or I hold myself back or I'm, living below my privileges because I'm just afraid deep down, probably.
One thing that therapy, truly, my therapist allowed me to do was to take some time and ask myself and my intuition what I actually want. And I think for you, low-hanging fruit would be to just sit down and say, okay, what type of career could I leverage my gifts, and what are those gifts So like I know you had mentioned creative, right? Creative, connector of people. Focus on your gifts first and what you want first, and then the career will come, right? So like with me, I was like, okay, like I really love people. I'm creative. I love creativity. And I also love, you know, being in a business setting, but I don't want to work in a corporate job. I want to be my own boss. I just feel like my purpose in life that I've discovered is guiding people back to their intuition. So it's like, how can I package that into a career that works well for me? And sitting down and saying, okay, like I'm going to manifest a career or an opportunity or a business or whatever you decide to do. And I want to feel these feelings in that career. And I want to have all of my gifts, all of my talents, and all the things that, you know, check all those boxes. And how can I package that into a career? And just trust in the universe and trust in that support to guide you where you want to go, right? You're either in two places, right? You're either in the driver's seat of life and you're steering the car, or you're in the passenger seat and you're letting everything outside of yourself control that, right? That's a big reason why I feel like I've decided to go into career coaching, because I just feel like everything is so backwards. It's like people say, okay, you know, I have all of these skills, and so logically, my next best step is to do this, right? So my skills transfer here, or, you know, this job makes logical sense, where I'm like, no, like sit down and write everything that you want in your next role or your next business or whatever venture you decide, and then let that come to you. And let that percolate within you and have your intuition and God support you in that endeavor. I promise you'll get there. I'm not saying it's super easy, right? Because you talked a little bit about imposter syndrome and just feeling not enough. And every person I talk to says the same thing. As soon as we decide what we want and we get crystal clear on what we want, like our intuition can move mountains, right? The universe will move mountains to help us get to where we want to go, but we have to be the first one to decide. And so for you, it's like, do we want to turn this charcuterie business into a full-time thing? Maybe, right? Or is there another role that could help you be more creative, right? Or is it a completely different venture? 100% that doesn't even make logical sense to what you're doing now, right? And just allowing yourself to just be like, okay, like I'm just going to be open to what feels right and what comes to me, and just give yourself that unconditional permission. Because once you decide what you want to do, then you can work toward it, right? Instead of just having the scattered energy. I'll work on this, or this job looks good, or, and just being like so much in chaos, but your intuition's going to be able to cut through that noise. Just be like, okay, like, where am I going? What do I want? And letting them know, just say, I think this is where I want to go. Not even think, but I know this is where I want to go. And so I need you to help me get there. Right.
Yeah. I love that. Focus on the gifts and what I want first, and it will come. And I totally believe that's true.
Yes, it will.
Thank you. Thanks for all of your thoughts and advice. And
yes,
I'm sure there's just an endless fountain of good that you could share with me from your life experiences and just wisdom. Thank you so much for all the work you have done and are doing, and your willingness to share it.
Yes, of course.
It's so impactful.
Well, I just want you to know that you are infinitely loved by God, by your soul. And when you pinch yourself off from that, you're no longer able to see yourself for what this is, right? Like, you are here to find joy, to find happiness, to find inner peace and joy and connection. And it's like the moment that you feel like you're forcing yourself to shoehorn yourself into a life that doesn't fit, like, you've just got to reevaluate. You just have to trust yourself more, right?
Yes.
And one last thing that you said too is, you just said something about like connecting the dots or like finding the source. Oh, the root cause. You're like, help me get to the root cause. And I think the root cause is you are letting the narratives that you've, you know, concocted about yourself and your life experience prevent from connecting with your intuition and moving toward a life that feels good and aligned for you, right? I love therapy and I love healing and I love all these things, but nothing got me to where I am today like my intuition has, and really prioritizing that. And every single day, the first thing you need to focus on is your emotions, right? And getting really good at being like, okay, my intuition's guiding me back, guiding me back, guiding me back. And as soon as I started doing that, I was like, okay, this is exactly how I'm going to actually live a life in alignment with who I am and just stay laser focused, right? Do your best to stay laser focused on what you want. And you just have so many gifts and so many talents. You have so much work experience, and as well as like all the things that you've been through in your life that can prepare you for whatever your next thing is. And you just have to trust that. You have to defy logic, right? It's like, we're just going to get rid of the logic here and just trust in yourself, trust in your intuition, and trust in God to get you there. Okay, I think I'll get off of my soapbox now. But I just want you to feel empowered to trust yourself, right? And trust your intuition, because I just feel like you're 80% there. There's just this 20% of you just feeling like, oh, like, what do I focus on? What do I do? But it's like, no, like, all you have to do is take 5 to 20 minutes a day and focus on your life and where you're going. And instead of just being like, oh, like, I'm wandering, where am I going? Like, you just decide. You decide what you want. You decide where you want to go, and things will change. They will.
I love it. Thank you so much, Amber. Thanks for the soapbox.
Yes.
It's great. Sometimes we gotta nudge each other, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, you're such a beautiful example of all of this, and I just appreciate you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. And I'm so happy that we ended up meeting in person.
Yes.
Because I wanted to meet you for so long, but, you know, I think the timing had to be right. Like, I just feel like, right. I think this timing is just so perfect. So I want to support you in life and career always. And please just keep in touch. Send me your wins. Send me your, you know, even the things that are hard. Like, I still struggle in life, right? But yesterday, I knew exactly, like, I literally told my husband, I'm like, I promise you, as soon as I get to that damn park tomorrow, I will be fine.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And it's just like, I know exactly when I'm in my head, and our brains are just trying to keep us safe. All they've experienced is what we've experienced, but intuition and our creative brains and the ability to manifest is in that right side of the brain. And we just have to get into it in order to move our lives forward. And we just, if we just stay in that logical left brain for days on end, like, we're just never going to be able to get to where we want to go. But it's been so amazing to talk with you, and
likewise.
I'm excited for you. Like, you,
thank you.
I know it probably feels dire, but you just have so much going for you, and you just need to lay off a little bit with
Okay. Can
You
do.
don't always need a challenge. Like, you just need to
Right?
live and be happy. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks so much for all
You're
of that.
welcome. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. I hope the message you heard today was exactly what you needed. Your feedback means the world and helps more people find the show. If you loved the episode, send me a DM. I would love to connect with you and learn more about your journey. If you haven't already, subscribe, leave a star review, and comment wherever you listen. Just a reminder, until next time, the universe has led you here to remember who you are and where your divine intuition is begging you to go.